Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
And here she is. What up, Tamasha?
Hey, hey, how are you?
Good, good. How's it going?
I'm absolutely fantastic. I've had a great day today.
I can't believe that I got you were wiggling and going crazy while the song was playing in the studio. It was all very exciting.
It's such a vibe, hey?
It is such a vibe.
I love this song.
It's epic. What's gone into that? Where, like, yeah, I mean, how did you put that together, that track?
Okay, so I worked with a guy called BMI, and BMI and I were in the studio. I'm currently working on my album, so
yeah,
we're like working on different sounds and styles and stuff like that. And he just created a beat for me.
Yeah.
While we were in studio, and I started writing for it while he was creating the beat. And I hadn't really said much about like what the ideas were, but when he was done, I was like, "Let me see you go up."
Yes.
And he's like, "Yo, that's the one." And I was like, but that's the first line, homeboy. You haven't even heard the second line. What do you mean that's the one? And then I was like, let me see you go down. And he was like, yeah, no, for sure. Put it on. I don't know what you're going to say, girl. I have faith in you. So do the damn thing. And I did. And the song turned out amazing.
So cool. Yeah, it really is cool. And it's great to see you vibing out to it as well, because you clearly like what it is that you're producing.
Absolutely.
You've been in this game for quite a while.
Yeah.
What do you think is the thing that you are aware of now in terms of what it takes to be successful in entertainment that you may not necessarily have 100% been aware of when you started out years ago?
I think it would be to be prepared.
Mm.
I just obviously just finding like different ways of preparation, and obviously the aim is really to grow. So finding like an establishing position for me as an individual, for me as an artist, that allows me to grow to the standard that I think I should be growing at. Usually people are like, nah, be prepared, do this, then, and the third, but only grow at this amount, at this rate, over this amount of time. I was like, nah, boo. We really have to, like, package it better, style our music a little bit differently, and I think I've got a different vibe. I'm very, like, dancehall-y. I'm very, like, R&B, pop, trap type vibe, and I've kind of tried to incorporate all those styles in my music, and I think enjoying it more than anything else is probably the one thing I've had to learn how to do the most. I think everybody goes through problems and like trials and tribulations. Some of those things affect you internally, and sometimes they affect your work, they affect your love life, your livelihood. But I've tried to kind of just contain all the negativity.
Yeah.
And turn it into positivity and put it into my work and see that come to light.
The other major thing that I would imagine has also changed between sort of then, sort of 10 years ago and now, is obviously social media and the internet and the role that that plays in everything. And you seem pretty connected to understanding that as a very important medium in terms of getting your music out there. What is it for you that's interesting about social media in terms of what you're trying to do?
I love social media because it's live and direct.
Yeah, I mean, you're live right now.
Right?
Are you live on Vue, right?
I'm live on Instagram.
On Instagram.
We on Insta, baby.
I want to see this.
Yes,
what's the handle we need to check out again?
Tamasha Kanyile SA on Instagram.
Yeah.
Handle, put me on. Okay, cool. So I love the fact that social media is live and direct. I love the fact that, you know, the reaction is instant. So people are capable of telling you what they think immediately, so that you don't have to go through the process of like finding out 6 months later whether the song did well based on the numbers.
Mm.
You know how people feel. You know the people that like you. You know the people that don't. And you know the people that are indifferent. So you can obviously work on certain aspects of your career, whatever projection you're hoping to get out of the work that you put out. You have instant gratification.
What would you say is the thing that people connect with you or see in within you that's enabled you to be as successful as what you've been so far? What do people see in you that they maybe like seeing?
I think I'm special. I definitely think I have a little bit of magic in me. I try to manifest that, you know, in my own life. I try to see magic in other people. I try to, you know, encourage people to see magic in themselves.
Mm.
So, yes, definitely inspirational. I think it takes a lot of gut to still be able to not give up on something after so long.
Yeah.
and obviously a lot of resilience and patience and just encouragement, internal encouragement, and obviously external encouragement and having the right support. But I believe that it's that magic, so I think that that's what I've got.
Very, very cool. Hanging out with Tamasha Kanyile on Kelman on Cliff Central. We're going to play a track of yours now.
Yes.
It is called Tando.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about the tune and the vibe and like the story behind the song.
Okay. Tando is a love song. Naturally. and I work with this amazing South Coast artist.
Cool.
South Coast in KZN. His name is Nate. And Nate and I wrote this song basically about... loving someone who may not have everything, but the love is deeper than that which you hope for in the relationship, in your individual lives. Things like money, for instance. Like, we don't mention things like money, but we talk about how much realer the love is without those things. Like, he says in the song that my baby calls me with no airtime. And every day I'm on the road chasing my dreams, impilo ya minzima, which means that our lives are difficult, but we still keep pushing, we still keep moving, and just kind of like enduring all the things that you could possibly encounter with that kind of love without being hindered or without feeling like you're incapable of reaching those dreams.
So cool.
Thanks.
All right, here is the tune. It's all about love. More with Tamasha, other side of this.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
I was on the road, flexing on my phone. She missed me when I'm gone. I hardly be my home. My baby, that's my home. She missed me when I'm gone. These niggas, they don't know. Chasing all my dream now. I miss you when I've been down. In below ya minzima. Ditelu tando lwako. Ditelu tando lwako. Ditelu tando lwako. Ditelu tando lwako. Ditelu tando lwako.
Yeah, man. It is Tamasha hanging out. It is on Kelman on Cliff Central. She's in the building live. More with her other side of this.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
So, Tamasha, random question.
Random.
What has been the coolest day in your life thus far?
Does today count? I feel like making it as far as today.
Absolutely. Yeah, today can count as a day. And I, if I had to say outside of today, what's been the best day of your life?
Oh,
I know, it's so difficult.
I know,
give it
I
a
know.
Second. It's okay. I can tell everyone other information about you while you think about it. So Tamasha's like super accomplished. She obviously grew up in KZN.
Yes.
She had a really, really incredible beginning in her career. She had a SAMA nomination. She's gone on to do some really cool stuff. She's does some work on BET Buzz, which is on BET Africa. She's all over social media. She posts some very sexy pictures. She was in the beach in January. And then she just said love. And then she was sitting on the beach and all of that. And now she's about to tell us about the best day in her life thus far.
Okay, probably the best day of my life would be round about the time, it was a bit bittersweet to be honest, but round about the time I started working with BET.
That's 2015, eh?
Yeah, so yeah. I was one of the first African women to be considered for a franchise like BET.
So cool, yeah.
And and I'm still currently with them.
Yeah.
Obviously, my position and role within the channel has changed. I started off as a presenter. I did two shows, and then the first show was switched up to like a voiceover format, so they can consider the next show as a presenting show. And then I auditioned for that, and then I started doing voiceovers for the channel. So I've been doing voiceovers for about a year, almost a year and a half now. And I'm ecstatic to have ever been considered for such a prestigious channel, and of course, world-renowned, you know, like business, so to speak. And you know, I can look back in my time and tell my kids that I was one of the first people to do that for my country, for women in my country, and of course for my family. So yeah, it's one of the best things for me.
What's, I mean, looking at your Instagram and that kind of thing, and this is the trick with being alive in 2018, is that we see people on social media and it comes across as if, you know, everything is super hunky-dory and they're living their best lives. What do you think are the sides of you and the struggles that you go through that we don't necessarily see on Instagram?
It's a lot. Like, I think whenever you plan something and then you wake up one day and people are like, yeah, not today, unfortunately. There's always like an unfortunate situation that happens in the midst of planning something big. Something you know that will change, obviously, your life and the life of the next person and the person that might be involved or the person that might be touched by it. So all these little hurdles, like moments where like they're unexpected, you always expect that things are going to go well, and then you wake up one day and it's like, you didn't get the job, B, sorry. Or you still have to pay rent, or you still have to get through production fees, or you still have to be around a positive space. You lose someone in your life. Like I lost my mom. And
when did that happen?
In 2015. Sure. In fact, the day after she passed, I found out that I got the job at BET, and I'd missed my flight the day she passed away. So the following day when I landed in Durban, I went to go to the cemetery. Obviously, you need to see the person that's late, and you need to identify the body. And when I got there, I saw her, we prayed, my family was there with me, and I walked out of the morgue, and I crossed the street, and I was walking with my aunt, and I got a phone call from my agent. My agent was like, yo, B, you got the job. I was like, oh, shit, do I cry or do I laugh? Because now I want to go tell my mom that I just got the job we've been waiting for a really long time. And I couldn't tell her. That probably was one of the most painful moments of my life. And I think somehow you find a way to like grow. You find a way to be stronger. You find a way to like push on, move on, and elegantly, because I believe I'm a person of grace, and I carry myself gracefully, and I like to share that. I like to make sure people understand that every time you do something, there needs to be a little bit of restraint, there needs to be a little bit of respect in the things that you put into it, even if it's not the ideal situation, even if it's not the situation that you would have hoped to be in. But you've always got to think of it in a better light, and then carry that through, and you'll be surprised the good things that happen to you if you keep that energy through those moments.
Yeah, what is it that you would articulate is your reason for getting out of bed every morning?
Life, living. I've been blessed incredibly. Being alive is it's rewarding, you know, to me, to know that I get to live another day. I get to see another moment where I get to touch another life. I get to experience amazing things, things that are meant for me, you know. And I wanna pass that on to my next generation, I guess. I feel like that's what I'm here for. I'm here to leave a legacy. I am a young legend, and I absolutely believe that.
It's a beautiful message. Well, listen, it's been very, very cool hanging out with you. As somebody that is very experienced in the presenting realm, what have I missed out on here? What is there left to speak? I mean, there's obviously the plug around what music and stuff
is. The album!
But is there anything else? You ask the question and tell us the answer.
I must ask you a question.
You must ask yourself the question and give us the answer, whatever it is I've missed.
Yo, damn, B, you think you've missed out on anything?
I don't know. Maybe I have. Maybe there's something that you really need to tell me that I just haven't given you a question that you can reply with that.
I just want everybody to live their best lives. Thank God every day. Listen to my music. Hallelujah. Yeah. But definitely, just be positive. Trust your strength. Make sure that you follow through in all your commitments, and you will succeed. You will be great because you do deserve it.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
And now the shameless plug. Everywhere to keep up with you, everything that we have to do to get your music, when stuff's happening, tell us.
Okay. So go on to iTunes, go on to Audio Mac. You can go on to Jukes, Tidal also, Spotify. You can find Wiggle there. It's my new single. It's out. And, of course, you can check out my music video featuring Nate. The song is called Tando, and it's on YouTube. It's also, the song is also out on iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. So make sure you get it, make sure you plug, make sure you support, and I'll be looking forward to sending you more music. I'm working on an album. It's such a tricky life working on an album. It's so much work, production work. It's not a joke, but I'm definitely excited. I'm positive, and I do believe it's going to be a success. Let's go platinum, baby. Let's put you on the map, girl.
Like the hair. The hair's platinum too.
Yeah.
All right, epic. So cool hanging out, Tamasha. Thank you so
Thanks
much
for
stopping
me.
By. And excited to see what's next.
Ciao. Thank you. Kilman on CliffCentral.com.